I really don't know.
Okay.
I don't know how I would describe it. The dog from an... I don't know what the angle means of it. I don't.
In some regions, they have a word for this, but also there you might know a word for to describe... Say there's a man and his glasses are crooked. You could say, his glasses sat on his face, how? You never heard of a word for that? Have you ever heard of the word anti-goblin or anti-goblin?
No.
Okay. What kinds of words would you use to when your guests are leaving?
They're departing or they're leaving or...
Well, I mean, but they're leaving, so you're talking to them. What do you say as they leave?
Thank you for coming. Enjoyed your visit. Come back. You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use Spanish words?
Yes, a little, but not. I'll say buenos dias to people, or good morning, or muchas gracias, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
A few words like that.
You don't speak Spanish? Okay.
I speak a little, but my wife speaks fluently. I don't.
Do you speak any other languages?
No. I'm lazy.
Are there any other stories that you would like to contribute to this?
No. I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Some years ago, I took some aptitude tests from the Johnson O'Connor place.
Mm-hmm.
Was founded by a man named Johnson O'Connor, I think, who was the brother of the man that was head of the American Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
This is an old institution. It was founded back in the early 1930s. And they give aptitude tests. And an aptitude is described as an innate ability to do something that you cannot change. You can't change it.
Mm-hmm.
Your eye speed, you can't change your eye speed, how fast you move from there to there. No
mm-hmm.
matter how much you practice, you can't go any faster. The one test that they gave us was aptitude, was vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing that can be improved, was the only test that they gave that could be improved.
So it wasn't a true test of aptitude, that's what you're saying.
Huh?
It wasn't a true test of aptitude. Is that what you're saying?
No, it was a good test of aptitude. But the thing that happened is the company I was with, everyone in the company took this test, this division of this company.
Mm-hmm.
They had either graduated from Texas A&M or from Texas Tech. And the vocabulary level was so low among all these executives. So low that the founder of the company came out to interview them because he couldn't believe that people were running a company so successful that had such terrible vocabularies.
Mm-hmm.
They had vocabularies that were lower than truck drivers in the East. It was very interesting. Now, the other thing that is, since you're kind of working with it, with vocabulary anyway,
yeah.
Who has the highest vocabulary in the country? What category of people? Who would you think?
The
highest.
In one particular language?
In English.
In English. William F. Buckley.
No. Category.
Category.
Category of people.
Dictionary editors.
Well, you can say that. A lot of people would say lawyers or doctors or preachers or merchants or whatever it is. The answer is business executives.
Huh.
They have the highest vocabulary of all. And they never answered.
Did they
become business executives because they could explain things to people, or did they learn their vocabulary because they were business executives?
Yeah, or maybe they're just the type of people who achieve and in a certain way, and those people are interested in words.
They are. thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Well, listen, I appreciate your...